Arizona, like much of the U.S., is seeing a rise in coronavirus. The state reported an average of 3,600 new cases every day this week. Some of those cases were among homeless people, who often lack access to basic sanitation, cleaning supplies, and health care. Circle the City is a charity in Phoenix that provides health care to the homeless, and since May, it has been housing and treating homeless people in a hotel in downtown Phoenix. Thomas Saltz was one of the residents. He tested positive for COVID back in June and spent nearly 2 weeks in the hotel. He joins us now from Phoenix. Mr. Saltz, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
And how are you feeling now, may we ask?
Today I'm feeling good. Way better, completely.
What can you tell us about that hotel? What was it like to stay there?
Well, I can tell you the hotel was just a hotel, but the people in it made it special. These people would come morning, noon, night, you know, and check on me, take my temperature, you know, check my vitals. The doctor would be there with a stethoscope, checking my lungs, making sure that, you know, I didn't go to the hospital for a ventilator. And, I mean, it was truly one of the worst bouts I'd ever had with dealing with any kind of thing, with a flu or anything. It was 10 times worse.
Of course, at the same time, you had to stay apart from everybody, right?
Oh, yeah. I was completely by myself. And, you know, so while I was in the room, you know, a lot of times what I did is, you know, just watch the TV and lay on the bed because I was so sick, you know, but it wasn't like I was quarantined and isolated because they checked on me all the time. I mean, they were either at my door or on the phone checking, you know, seeing how I'm feeling. I mean, they were just, I mean, just really, really nice, you know, and then they'd bring me cough syrup, cough drops, you know, things like that, other medicines, and just really, really nice.
So you got medical care?
With no insurance, zero insurance. They didn't ask me for $1 and treated me just like a regular, decent person. I mean, really amazing.
What was the food like, right? Because you couldn't go down to a restaurant, yeah?
They'd come around in the morning, you know, they give you breakfast, they give you lunch, and then they give you dinner. And of course, throughout the day, if you wanted anything else, you know, Gatorades or stuff like that, they'd bring that to you throughout my needs. So I'm a very picky eater too. You know, I don't like mayonnaise and stuff like that. So when they had salads and stuff like that, they allowed me to even order some food out. And, you know, so I did from the grocery store, and they kept it in their own personal refrigerator, my eggs and bacon, stuff like that. And they cooked my bacon for me. They did.
Oh my gosh.
This is amazing. That's what I mean. They're really amazing people. And they did above and beyond what, you know, any kind of real, like just a worker, you know, doing a job would be doing. These people were genuine.
Well, where are you now, Mr. Saltz?
I'm back in the shelter right now. I'm still having a little tough bout with the unemployment. As you know, while this has happened, I was trying to do my best to, you know, to find a job. Of course, I got hired from one, and so I got quarantined, so I couldn't have the start date.
Oh, my.
Yeah, and they moved it. They, you know, agreed to move the start date, you know, to July 2nd, so I would be out of the quarantine, but they sent me a termination letter in the meantime. And so it kind of, you know, it kind of bummed me out, but I'm really happy to be alive, though. You know, this right now, my birthday's coming up, and, you know, I might not have been here, so I'm very, very happy for anything and everything I have, you know. So I'll just start looking for, you know, work again, and eventually I'll find something.
Mr. Saltz, you were walking around the streets of Phoenix, which is in all ways a hot spot between weather and the coronavirus at the moment. What can people do to help people who are in your situation?
Well, the cooling stations are good. I got to say that's the first step right there because, like right now, it's going to be 117 on Sunday, and I got no car.
Oh my gosh!
You know, and I've only got a handful of dollars. So trying to get inside to buy a soda or something anywhere that you can is important. But other people don't even have that. You know, it is really tough. I think restrooms would probably be, as far as for the homeless population, that is really the biggest problem that I see right now. It's like I only have a few places that I know that I can go. And, you know, I'm out here. You can't just go into a strange business and say, hey, can I use your bathroom? Of course, in the middle of this, they're not going to let you in anyway. But so if the city, you know, the city might think about that, putting like, you know, some porta potties or something like that throughout different areas, so not just one place at the shelter, because otherwise it's a long ways back there, you know. That would, I think, would be the biggest right now thing that anybody, you know, government could do, is to think about just the basic human need and to keep people clean, you know. That would put us a step in the right direction. Yeah. Think about others.
Thomas Saltz, who is about to have a birthday and has recovered from COVID. Mr. Saltz, thank you so much for being with us, sir.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you very much.